Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Today's episode is all about friendship. Well, maybe not all about it, but it's something we definitely hit on. And I'm sitting here after reading some of your DMs on Instagram after I asked you what some of the pain points in friendship that you had were, and I'm just realizing that we all are in the same boat. I just want to tell you that you're not alone. Adult friendships are really hard, but they are not impossible. This is something I feel like God is really teaching me right now. So let's remember that as iron sharpens iron, our friends sharpen us. Have you had anybody sharpening you lately? If you're being sharpened, do you run away? I know that I'm guilty of lashing out, or in typical Enneagram 9, I hide it or sleep it away. But I also know that if we are seeking the Lord in biblical friendship, which is totally a thing, then we can see some beautiful fruit come out of him. So listen in as my friend Mindy Hancock and I talk all about friendship pain points. We break down some of the issues within work and the lack of boundaries that we set around ourselves, and how we can do better all the way around. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey, before we get started, I want to tell you about this amazing new prayer journal I just received from my friend Stephanie Mae Wilson. If you are in a season of waiting or transition, trying to make a big decision, or just struggling to trust God with your future, then this prayer journal is for you. It's called Between Places, 100 Days to Trusting God When You Don't Know What's Next. And it's available now at smaywilsonshop.com. And actually, Stephanie put together a special discount for all of my listeners. Again, you can pick up the copy of Between Places at smaywilsonshop.com and use the promo code PODCAST for 15% off. And now on to today's episode. Hey y'all, I'm so excited. I am sitting down with my internet friend. We've been friends on the internet for a while, and I really just like, makes me so happy to just like sit and have coffee with you. This time is for a purpose, but like, we try to have coffee. But I'm excited to introduce you guys to my friend, Mindy Hancock. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so I got to be on your podcast, which was a complete delight. I don't say this like often, but I was like, that was a great interview. Like, that was a great podcast. You know, like, yeah. It's hard to say it about you, like, you're like, when, like, I can say, like, my podcast, I'm like, this is awesome. But, like, when you're a guest on the other end, it's hard to be, like, braggy. Mm-hmm. But I loved our conversation. It was so good.
It was so good. Yeah. It was exactly, like, sometimes I have listened to the entire episode more than one time just because sometimes I'm like, I just need to listen to that again. Like, there were some really good truth bombs on there.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. But Mindy, we're going to talk about friendship today because we are in the series, It's Time for Friendship. And friendship is something that I'm really passionate about. And I know it's something that you really care deeply about too. And that's kind of, we talked a little bit about it after our podcast and conversation when I was on your show. But it was something that we like found ourselves texting about, and it was really special to me. So I'm so excited that you're here. What's in your cup?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. So I am actually drinking a peach sparkling water by Bubbly. It's my new favorite flavor.
That actually is delicious. My kids love the strawberry Bubblies.
Mm-hmm. I have that one too. This is my last peach one, and then I'm moving on to the strawberry.
Very nice. Today we're talking about friendship. But first of all, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So my name is Mindy Hancock. I am a wife, a dog mom to a 9-month-old golden doodle who is a mess. But I am a school counselor full time to kiddos who are grades 4, 5, and 6. And then I am an online coach. I typically coach overwhelmed women who just really want to figure out how to do all the things that they're doing, whether it be like an online business and a full-time job like myself, or whatever it may look like in that season, and how to also enjoy life. Because I think a lot of times we forget that we are human and we need to live and we need to enjoy and be present in our lives. So just helping them balance that and figure out that good system and how they can do that and how it's possible to do it all. I always think this is like a funny thing. Before I was in education, I graduated high school, went straight to college, and then was like, no, this isn't for me. Then didn't meet my husband, but I started dating my husband. And then I decided I was going to go into the dental field. So I worked as a dental assistant and in several areas of the dental office for 8 years. And so while I was working there full time, I went back and got my undergrad. And when I got done with that, I got my teaching certificate, started teaching. And as soon as I went back and got my master's degree, like started my master's probably my second year teaching, and got my master's in counseling. And now I am a school counselor. So I've definitely just kind of done things kind of weird. I was like late to the game teaching. I was like the older one that started, but I was 28, I think, when I started teaching. So I'm 30, almost 35 now. So
we're about the same age. Yeah. We just have lived a little bit different trajectories.
Yes. And so that's pretty much like who I am, what I do. And I think on my podcast that we talked a little bit about relationships with God and how all of that kind of stuff. And I am also kind of coming back to that time of like just really loving and having a relationship with Jesus right now versus feeling like there has to be all this extraness in my relationship. It can just be a relationship and a friendship. And so that's kind of where I'm at in my 30s and kind of redeveloping and refining that relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that was... that was a really cool, like, kind of way that we went in our conversation. So if you haven't listened to my podcast, my episode on Mindy's podcast, like, it's going to be linked. Go listen to it. It was so good. Like, I don't want to say that so many times, but, like, it really was such an honest and raw conversation that I was just, like, blessed to be a part of. So thanks for having me again.
I'm so glad you were on there.
Thanks. Okay, so you said you kind of have always done multiple things. Mm-hmm. Like, you've always kind of been, like, working and doing something else. Mm-hmm. So you are working in the dental field, doing school. So I love that you teach women how to do both things, because mm-hmm. you've lived it. Like, it's not you're not like, no, you can do this. Let me just teach you. But you're saying, like, let me show you because I lived this. I've done this. And you're still doing it because you're still teaching and doing all of these other things. So... Yep. What is, like, the most common thing women come to you struggling with? Like, they're overwhelmed. Why?
I think a lot of what I see right now is a lack of boundaries, a lack of knowing how to even shut off. A lot of times it's, especially I feel like the space we are right now with, like, how much you can do online and have a business online. There's so many of us that have some sort of online-based business. And I feel like a lot of the females that I work with, they whether they have their own service-based online business or they're in network marketing, I think they just don't know when to turn off. And so one of the biggest things that I get is, when I ask, okay, so like, how do you do things? Like, when do you turn off? When is the end of your work day? And they don't have an answer for me. It's usually, you know, well, I don't really stop. And I'm okay. Well, I always use this analogy. Like, if I wanted to go to a boutique here that we have locally, and I want this shirt, and I saw it on their Instagram, and I was like, I need that shirt tomorrow. I need that for this thing that I'm going to tomorrow. I can go there, and if they close at 7 p.m., I cannot go at 7:30 and get that shirt. Like, there's nothing that I can do to get that shirt. They are closed for business, and I can't get inside. I can't get the shirt no matter how hard I try. So I try to make them understand that you are the same thing. Like, think of yourself as that boutique owner, and that just because you don't have, like, a brick and mortar and you can't close and lock your doors and leave and go home – you can still put your phone away and choose not to respond to emails and texts and DMs and all of that stuff until you're back in your work mode, you know? So I think that's the biggest problem that I see when it comes to balancing. The only other, I think this doesn't really have to do with balancing. The other main issue that I see that's been coming up a lot lately with my clients is just feeling worthy of their own, like, just worthy that they have value to offer other people and that they're worthy just as they are, and they don't have to do anything extra. They don't have to, you know, be somebody different. They don't have to be as good as so-and-so, you know, on the internet, that they just truly are worthy and their dreams are valid and their, you know, their thoughts are valid. And so just helping them figure out that, you know, they're awesome the way that they are. They don't have to change and they have value, but just helping them learn to believe that and kind of rewrite that story.
Yeah. Okay. I love all of this because I have better boundaries now than I have in the past, but I want to know, what are some of your boundaries?
Okay. So I used to be a 100% yes woman. I would say yes to everything because I did not want to disappoint anyone.
Yep.
I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to make anybody mad. But then I finally realized that I had way too much on my plate. I mean, like, I was working full time. I was going to grad school. I was, you know, at that point, I also had an online business, not the one that I have now. It was a network marketing years ago. So I had all of these things that I was doing, but yet I was still just doing whatever anybody asked me to do. So I realized that my energy and my time was valuable. Mm-hmm. And so when I realized that and I decided that I was going to start learning to say no, that was huge for me. And to me, I always say that it's like a muscle. You have to develop it. You have to work on it. You have to practice. It's just the same as, you know, you're going to the gym and you're going to try to work on your abs. It's not easy. And, you know, you're going to have to continue to do it and continue to work on those things to develop that muscle. But it's the same thing. So just continuing to do it. And then other boundaries that I have are, one, working on turning off in the evening. Sometimes it's easier than others. And I think that's just because we're human and I'm human. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to turn off. But one thing that I do, and I have found during especially when I'm in school or, you know, working full time, that when I go to sleep at night, I put my phone across the room so that when the alarm goes off, I have to get up to turn it off. But I feel like having it across the room when I lay down at night helps me disconnect. So instead of having it plugged in right next to me where it's like, oh, I can't sleep, I'm just going to scroll. So those kinds of things are really helpful for me. And then a new boundary that I've really started to work on recently is, and it kind of goes really well with what we're talking about today, is friendship. Mm-hmm. I've realized in a friendship, I give all I have to a friendship, and I love my friends and I want to be there for my friends, but I have a really hard time when I don't get that in return. You know what I mean? And so having that boundary of like, if I'm not that, I expect this, you know? And so just learning, and I saw this quote the other day that said, choose people who choose you back. Yep. And I was like, I needed that. You know, because I don't ever want to hurt anyone, but at the same time, I have to have boundaries in my own friendships of like, what am I okay with and what am I not okay with?
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And I love all your boundaries, and I will like second on most of those. Like I need to put my phone across the room, and actually I would love to charge my phone out of my room. Like I would love to leave it downstairs or out of my bedroom. Jesse will never do that. And that's okay. But like, I can, you know, and then what else? There was another one. Turning off at night is like one of the things I've been doing just this, like we're recording this in the spring. One of the things I've been doing right now, and hopefully I can carry it through the summer. I don't think it'll be terrible, is I've been working out at like 5, and that's like that means I have to be done working so that I can work out. We'll see how that goes through the summer and the fall. But like, I like that idea of like, this is what time I work out, so I have to shut my computer down and be done. And so It's really hard though. Those work boundaries have been really hard because I'm just like you, where I want to please everybody. I'm a service-based business, so if somebody texts me at 9 o'clock at night on a Friday night, I respond, and I'm like, oh, I hate that I do that, but I also know that like I want to make them happy. I want them to, and this goes into worth. Like I want them to know I am worth what they pay me. Mm-hmm. Like I can respond, and the problem is, I become friends with all of my clients.
Exactly.
so then I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I can do that real quick, you know. And so there's times where I have to be like Sunday, for example, I made a mistake on an episode for a client and they responded. And I'm literally, Mindy, I was giving Zoe a bath because she's got her cast on right now. Mm-hmm. I was giving her a bath and I'm like texting a client saying, give me 15 minutes and I'll fix it. And just, I'm like, it's Sunday night. Yes, it's my mistake, but it can wait till Monday morning.
Right.
But it didn't.
Right.
I gave Zoe a bath. Yeah. I fixed the episode. I turned it around because I fear if I don't turn it around, I'm not worth what they pay me.
Mm. Mm.
Is this turning into a coaching session? I think so.
I think so.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Remember in sex ed when we learned to prevent pregnancy at all costs? And we have all the tools to prevent pregnancy, but when it comes to planning ahead for it, it can be a mystery. Well, now it's time for fertility education. That's why Modern Fertility was created. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple prick of a finger. Then you mail it in with a prepaid label and get your personalized results within 10 days. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over thousands of dollars, but Modern Fertility only costs $159 to get the same information. And if you go to modernfertility.com/coffee, you can get $20 off your test. That means your test will only cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. It's time for fertility education. modernfertility.com/coffee for $20 off your test now.
But I will say that this is what I have had to learn myself, but I've also taught my clients, is that what we allow is what we will have to continue to allow. So the boundaries that we set place in the very beginning are what will be from then on out. So if when I sign on a new client, I say, these are the hours that I'm available.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, let's just say. And after those hours, you're more than welcome to send me messages or emails or whatever it is, but I will not get back to them until my next business day.
Yeah.
Granted, and my clients know, like I might read their messages at 10 o'clock, but I have to consciously tell myself, do not respond.
Yep. Yep.
Because, and I mean, there are, I'm not going to lie, there are times and places to respond. I have had, you know, clients who are in a crisis, and I'm not right. going to just let them hang there because they're really upset by something that happened. I am human and I know what that feels like. So I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah.
But when, if it's not something that's like, it's just pressing or here, let me just tell you what's going through my mind right now. Two things. One, if I kind of move, because a boundary is a solid line. Like, yep. Let's think about that. Like the boundary between two states is a solid line. It isn't a line that moves back and forth. So if I move that line a little bit and I say, okay, well, I'm going to respond today. It's 9:30, you know, well, the next time they respond, they send me a text at 9 o'clock and they're going to start expecting a response if I continue to respond to them at time. So I have to set the boundaries and I have to stay consistent. That's the first thing. And then, you know, it's just, I think that I don't know. I think it's, there was one other thing, there was another point when I said two things. You know, you hate that when you say two things.
Two things. Or first
thing. The second thing will come to me when I'm working out today.
One of the things is this. This is your second thing.
Yeah, probably.
We have to teach people how to treat us.
Word.
And that goes, that's in business and in friendship. It's so important. And I mean, that's in life. We have to teach people how to treat us. And so you kind of said that with friendship a minute ago, where if you're giving 100% in your friend, and there are seasons,
mm-hmm.
there are seasons where I am a needy friend where I just need. And I've apologized to my best friend. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm just sucking everything away. And she's like, don't worry, my turn is coming. We understand this, tipping of the scales, sometimes. But if I'm always being I never get a turn, I never get to be the needy friend, then that's it's an uneven friendship. And we haven't set up that, expectation, or we haven't taught our friends how to love us well. So how do you walk that road with your friendships? How have you learned this boundary?
I think that it's definitely something that I feel like I've learned more now in my 30s than I have ever learned. And I think what's crazy is that it's harder to make friendships as an adult. I, as my personality, one, I don't want to hurt anybody. And I also don't ever want people, I have this, and this just being totally transparent and honest, I always have this thought in the back of my head is am I not good enough to be that person's friend? Mm-hmm. And I have told myself that multiple times. Am I not good enough to be her friend? Am I just not good enough? That must be what's wrong. I must not be, a good enough person or of value or worth. And that is, first of all, not okay to say to yourself. So just let me say that there. Yeah. But I think now as I'm learning and meeting new people and really understanding that friendship is such a cool thing when we both value that friendship.
Yep.
And I think now just learning that from now on, I feel like just establishing as a friendship, I think it's cool to have open, honest conversations about what you're available for, and what you're not. Because I have been in a lot of friendships that I feel like were something that just maybe good for just that time. I was just good for them during that time, which is great. And I still, but at the same time, I don't want to give 100% of myself and be all in with this friendship. And then it's just kind of well, I don't need you now, which I get the ebbs and the flows. But if I don't, there's a difference between I send you a text hey, how are you? Just checking in. And I don't hear from you for a week. And oh, hey, okay. That to me is not a two-way street. I understand life. I understand, things are going on. There's stuff going on in my life right now, but I also have to tell myself, if I value this friendship, then I'm going to respond to you.
Well, and I think too, that there's that conversation of if I value this friendship, then we have to speak up. Right. We have to be willing to communicate hey, I kind of feel you're not caring for me, or this is how I'm feeling in this relationship right now. And sometimes I think we kind of mock that DTR, determine the relationship conversation with friends. But we almost really it's very, especially since most of it, we're married and these friendships mm-hmm. matter. And if we're not having this, hey, are you going to be, a good friend for me? Or, do you see this going? Are we going to be, best friends? I don't know.
Right.
I always kind of joke about my conversation with Juliana, who's my best friend here in Texas. We were at the park playing, the husbands are pushing kids on the swings, and she had a little baby, and Zoe had just come home, and I was just kind of hey, I want a friendship like our friends have. They have this friendship where, they travel together, they do all this stuff. I'm like, that's what I want. Do you want that too?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And that was, it was a solid switch in our relationship, because it was okay, cool. We can legitimately do life together because we set our expectations. Like, she's going to come pick me up in an hour and we're going to go to Costco together. Like, that's just, like, we also quarantined together. So, like, we set up this, like, expectation of, like, this is what our family life is going to look like. Also, when you do that, you allow those people to speak into your life. I have other friends where if they were to be like, hey, you were talking very ugly to Jesse right now, I'd be like, you don't know. You don't know. But if she tells me that, like, hey, you were not kind to Jesse, I'd be like, oh, shoot, you're right. Like, I probably need to apologize. So I think that we allow people to speak into our lives as soon as we kind of have this, like, foundation of, like, where the friendship is going to go. And like you were saying, when you're a little, like, that fear of, am I not a good enough friend? The lie that I fought in friendships from, like, I remember a moment like this where I was like, they must not like me because I must have hurt their feelings, or I must have made them mad, or and, like, I remember going to people in my childhood being like, are we still friends? Did I make you mad? And never did I hurt your feelings, because I'm not, like, an abrupt person, but did I make you mad?
Mm-hmm.
And whew. That, like, it makes, like, my heart hurt for little Jeanette.
Yep.
Like, and then I have a friend now, and she's like, dude, if I made you mad, you better come tell me. I'm not going to chase you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you better tell me, like, hey, I'm mad at you. And we've had some really cool conversations because we've both been willing to say, like, hey, the way you said that, like, hurt my feelings. And we have to be bold in our friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree. It's, I don't know, and I 100% I'm with you on, like, feeling that, did I hurt you? Or, and even now as a 34-year-old adult, I have sent a text to a friend and be like, did I do something to you?
Yep.
Because I just feel like, well, there's something's off. And I'm like, Mindy, yes, there's a sense of speaking up, but always feeling like I did something is always been there with me. Or, like, I either A, I'm not good enough, or B, I've done something to you. So where did you go?
But why did you disappear on me? Yeah. And it could be like, oh my gosh, like, I've been underwater. And it's like, well, I wish you would tell me, I can help you. Or, like, let me see what I can take off your plate. Or, like, do you need me to cook dinner for you? Like, mm-hmm. It allows us to be good friends if we're willing to speak up. And I don't think saying, like, hey, is everything okay? I don't think that's a bad thing to do in a friendship, especially if you're kind of like, where did you go? What happened?
Yeah.
With the internet, we kind of, like, tip these scales, I feel like. There's a little, I know that I struggle with comparison online because there's so many things that we could be doing. We see so many people doing so many different things. And then I think, ooh, should I be doing that? Ooh, man, the way she posted that was really good. Or, oh, I could do that better. So I know that I have a really harsh inner critic looking outwardly on the internet. So what I tend to do is I tend to turn to sisterhood and, like love, 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 like, just push out, like, as much support as I can. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Yes. So comparison. It's
comparison
awful.
And it's sisterhood, right? Because, like,
yes,
we can't say, like, it's separate all the time, because I feel like we'd be lying.
Oh, 100%. And I think that there is, you have to think about, I know that for me, I love to love on, you know, my internet friends stuff. And I love supporting them. And I love to just empower other women and make them feel, you know, I just make them feel that I see what they're doing and I'm supporting them. But then I also see, and I still have to consciously recognize that, you know, when I go to comment on someone's stuff, I'm like, oh, you know, kind of like celebrating them or whatever, and it's fine and it's from a genuine spot. But then I might see someone else's stuff, and instead of going just that innate, like, I'm going to comment and support them, I get that twinge of, ugh, like, why can't I do that? Or that looks, you know, same thing. And so I have to tell myself, like, okay, what is going on here? Why are you feeling that versus wanting to support them? What is it? Because they're not doing anything to you.
Right.
What is it that is going on inside of your brain right now that is making you not want to just automatically support them and love them right now? So, yeah, I think that's a conversation that we have to have with ourselves and kind of look inside to say, like, what is exactly triggering us when we see, you know, some person's stuff. And I am a firm believer in, because I've had to mute people. I could not get past that feeling of being just comparing myself to them. Not saying I don't think what they're doing is great, but it's just was not good for me and my mental health. But supporting other people online and other women entrepreneurs online, 100%. I'm so here for that. And I'm here to, you know, love and support anyone who's out there doing their thing. But there is a fine line for me when I feel like it's, I'm being triggered. Again, I always have to tell myself, Mindy, this has nothing to do with you. I mean, nothing to do with them. It's everything to do with you. So I have to check in with myself and say, okay, what do I need to do from here? If I can't love on their stuff and feel genuine about it, which because it's from a place of my own selfish comparison, then I have to figure out what's best for me moving forward. But yes, I love that, like, pouring into, you know, a sisterhood of people online that you just love and support and want them to do great things. And it's okay if they're in the same industry as you. That's another thing. I feel like a lot of, you know, females, we get so worried about what other, like, that there's not enough room for everybody at the table, you know, and there is, it doesn't matter. Like, who is for me is not, it may not work for you, and same, you know, vice versa. Like, there's room at the table for everyone, and just love and support each other for what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that there's this balance of, for me, I know that when I struggle seeing that, it's pride. Like, I can pick my pride up and be like, okay, so you think you should be doing this. You think you should be doing it better than they are. And this is why you have an ugly heart. But it's like, for the most part, it's like, okay, cool. So yeah, sometimes it comes to like, okay, we're going to mute posts. Okay. And then we're going to mute stories, and then like reassessing, like, okay, why are you feeling so, like, why is your pride so hurt right now? Like, is it because you see them succeeding? Okay. Well, if you see them succeeding, like, why does that hurt your pride? Like, do you not believe that you're succeeding? Do you not see what God's doing in your own life, or what? And so often I have to stop and freeze, and I have to write out, what does success look like to me in this season, right now, where I'm at? What does that look like? And that always is like a really good gut check for me, because it changes all the time. It's never a linear thing. Like, it's never like the same thing. It's always kind of like, oh, over here now the success looks like this. So I love that. And I think that sometimes, I know for me, when I'm in this like kind of spiral, I have to take my sisterhood smaller. And that doesn't mean, I'm loving on less people, but it means that I have to pour out to my people, and I have to be poured into. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a really, and that's something you do really well. Like, you have your mastermind group, and you love on a group of women, and you say like, let's grow, and you grow together. And then you like teach them to grow apart, like to grow again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the power of like a sisterhood, a small sisterhood, just like supporting each other. And I think that just for, it's really cool. Like, I just got off a call with one of the girls in my mastermind, and I think seeing what God has, the people that God placed in this small sisterhood is really, really cool, because they're all struggling with the same exact thing right now. And so that's why they're placed in there, for a reason. And they're like all growing together and learning to support each other together. And because they're all in this space of not feeling like they're enough or feeling like they're worthy enough. And it's so cool to watch them tell each other how they are, but then so they're learning through that process that, you know, we are all worthy. But it's just cool to see them, to see women do that together in a little, you know, in a little sisterhood circle, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the perfect example. They're pouring out and then they're receiving as well. Mm-hmm. So they're like, and I always love when I'm like, no, you need to like see how God created you to be and lean into this. And you hear yourself good and you're like, oh shoot, this is what I should be telling myself.
Yeah.
It's always so good to have those reminders. I love that. Well, I love what you're doing. I love that you are helping women just realize that we can do so many things, and we can be joyful in everything that we do. I think that's really special.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. We can.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the last few questions. And we are friends, and I actually don't know that if I know these things. So we're gonna learn them today.
Okay.
Who or what is your guilty pleasure social media follow?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, we are recording in the spring during all of the quarantine fun stuff. Yep. And so my guilty pleasure right now is Leslie Jordan. He is, oh my gosh. He creates these silly videos ever since all of this quarantine went down. He was this actor. He has been on Will and Grace years ago. He is, and they're ridiculous and funny and silly. And it just makes me laugh. And so that's probably like he posts at least one every day, and he'll say, like, some of them are not appropriate, but not kid friendly. Maybe, but it just makes me laugh. Like, just it brings a little bit of lightheartedness to this situation.
I love that. Mine in this quarantine season is Justin Anderson. He created like a hairline with Kristen Cavallari. Like, he does all the blondes in Hollywood. Like, that's kind of what he's known for. And his Instagram stories are just complete nonsense. But he always starts them with, "Hey guys, Justin here." So funny. "Hey guys, Justin here." Like, that's just...
No way.
I know. I'm on your Instagram, obviously, too. It just makes me laugh so hard. Hey guys.
Well, I would tell you how Leslie Jordan starts every single one of his videos, but it's the same thing, and it does have a cuss word, so I'm not going to say it.
I'll check it out.
So funny. Yeah, he has such a Southern accent. It's funny.
That's good. What's your coffee order?
Okay, so if I'm like going to Starbucks, it would be a skinny vanilla latte. Here locally, I'm in Waco, you know, Chip and Joanna land. So if I go to like a local coffee shop, we have a really awesome coffee shop here called Common Grounds, and I order a cowboy coffee.
Oh,
so good. They have, I don't know what the secret sauce is, but the secret sauce, I always get half the secret sauce because I don't like it super sweet. And it's good. It's good stuff.
That sounds really good. What's something you've read, watched, or heard lately that you're obsessed with?
Read, watched, or heard. Okay. I'm going to go with watched. I binge watched Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu. It was good.
Did you read the book?
I did not read the book, but I also heard that the book is better than the show, so be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Other one is that is Dead to Me. The second season just came out.
We're on episode 3 or 4. Like, we're in the middle of it.
The second season?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So good. Okay, where can we follow along and keep up with all that you're doing and all that's coming up for you?
Okay, so my Facebook group, The Mindy Mission Community. I have a podcast called The Mindy Mission, and you can also find all the things on my website, themindymission.com.
Awesome. Mindy, thank you so much. I am so thankful for your friendship. And after this conversation, I'm like, I'm putting like a reminder in my phone to text you and to set up coffee dates at least once a month, because I love our time together so much.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for your time, friend.
Hey guys, Adam Weber here, a proud part of the Converge Podcast Network. I wanted to let you know about my brand new book called Love Has a Name. I think we'd all be lying if we said that loving others was an easy thing to do. And in a culture that seems more polarized by the day, how do we love the difficult, the different, and the downright hard to love people we come in contact with every single day? This new book shares the stories of 27 different people who have shown me what love looks like. I wrote this book to help us all love people well by following the example of Jesus. Come check it out. Go find Love Has a Name by Adam Weber wherever books are sold.
I really hope what Mindy shared today about friendship spoke to you. Remember, don't talk down to yourself. You are worthy of a good friend. You are a good friend. And when you are doubting all of those things, just be the friend you need. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend. Thank you.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.